Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Let us talk a little bit about perspective, or rather perspectives. You see, this is one of the things that is so important for us to have in life. When you don't have perspective, you often land up in a place where you may think that you are doing right, but you are not. Everybody in life needs perspective. And that is really the basis of how I started Changing Perspectives, is to make us look at a different view on things in terms of how God sees it versus how we see it. Now, you may find yourself in a place, or you may be in a point in life where you feel that nothing is working out. Maybe you just need a little bit of perspective. Maybe you think that you cannot obtain the very things that you have in your spirit. Sometimes you just need perspective. It doesn't matter what we are going through in life. What is important is how we do see life. For instance, one of the things that people often struggle with is the difficulties of life, the difficulties that you are going through. Nobody looks at it as an elevation platform. Nobody looks at it as something that's going to enhance my character or a lesson that is helping me to become better. Nobody looks at struggles like that. Everybody says, when is it going to end? How is it going to end? And then, of course, why me? These are common questions that people often ask themselves when they go through difficulty. But yet, there cannot be elevation or progress in life without things like pain, without things that stretches us, because that is inevitably who we become. If we look at a baby, for instance, a baby goes through different phases within their lives. A baby goes through a teething stage, and that brings so much pain. Through the time, or during the time when they are going through teething, they may be having sniffles, they may be having earache, they may be having a fever, there may be so much that they are going through. But at the end of the day, it sets them up so that they can eventually start chewing things that they couldn't chew before. Again, when you look at a baby, when they are walking, or rather crawling versus walking, you will notice that during the phase of trying to get up from crawling and trying to walk, there's a lot of falling that takes place. And the falling actually helps them to get to a point and a place in their life where they begin to walk. When we look at life from that perspective, when we start understanding that everything that you go through is not as devastating as you think it is, you will have a different perspective on life. A lot of people that have the wrong perspective, they often focus on things that are going wrong, and they often lack gratitude. You see, a person who has gratitude has a different perspective to a person who just wants everything. A person who has gratitude will focus on anything positive, and even if the worst thing comes against them, they will still be able to say God is good. And you see, that is where we need to focus, or where we need to end up as people. We need to see the other side. We need to see the side that the world doesn't see. We need to understand that things do get better. But when you are only focused on the negative and you are only staring at that thing constantly, the fact that you don't have, the fact that you can't, the fact that you don't feel that you are good enough, if your eyes is only focused on that, you lose out on the rest of the world and you are not able to see that hope is around you. I've had to learn this in my life on many occasions. I've shared with you before that I lost my dad during a very young age within my life. And oftentimes when I think back and I think about what happened to us as a family and how the breadwinner was taken away, I was actually saying to my husband the other day, I was saying to him, you know, I can't remember when my dad passed on ever feeling stranded. All I remember when I look back, maybe my perspective wasn't right, but I saw hope. I saw people surrounding us. I saw people making sure that we are okay. Those are the things that I felt. I never truly felt lonely. I never felt like things were so difficult that we're never going to get out of it. Of course, there was pushing moments. Of course, there were things that I needed to go and do later on in life after my dad passed on and we needed to find ourselves in the working environment. You needed to find yourself in so many different areas. Of course, I needed to do all of those things. But I never viewed life as something that is negative. And I'm not sure where I got that mindset from. Maybe it's my grandmother, maybe it's my mother, because they always saw hope in a situation. And because they were like that, I always thought to myself, things must be better. And people will often look at you and they'll say, but why are you like that? You are not realistic. You are not this. You are not that. You are not that. But it's important to be able to see even in darkness. And a lot of people don't want to see in darkness. They literally close their eyes. They go sit in a corner. They don't want to move at all because all they think about is the fact that they are dreading they are going to get hurt. Well, life in general brings out growing pains. Life in general, it's not going to be a fairy tale where everything is just going to go your way. At the end of the day, when things hit us, we must be able to say that God is still on the throne and He still takes care of us. And that is one of the most important things that I want to remind you of today. I don't know where you are listening to this broadcast. I don't know if you are currently sitting and if you are worried about what you are going to eat, what your children are going to eat. I don't know if you are sitting in your office. Maybe you got a letter of retrenchment. Maybe it's your last day at work. I don't know if you're sitting with your hands in your head or on your head and you are basically saying, this is what's happened in my marriage. I don't know. I don't know where you are at. But what I do know is that I know someone that no matter what darkness I go through, He is consistently and always there. And I can honestly say, in all of my dark moments that I've experienced in my life, I've always felt that God was with me. I've always felt like things could have been worse, but it wasn't. Because I always knew. There's a song that I love so much. It speaks about, I know a man who can. I can take a broken heart and make it over again. But I know a man who can. And you know, when I think of that, I always think about how sometimes we focus on the impossibilities of life and we don't focus on the fact that things are possible. Just because life throws lemons at you doesn't mean that you cannot make lemonade out of it. It's all about perspective. It's all about fight. And I want to encourage you today, get up and fight. It doesn't matter where you find yourself. Get up and fight. Maybe you are sitting in a place and you are feeling suicidal and you are saying to yourself, how do I get out of this place? You need to understand that God is the author and the finisher of not just your faith, but your life. And when you begin to understand that, things get better. So fight. Fight for your life. Fight for your destiny. And let hope arise. Because at the end of the day, when you look at that little problem versus all the other good things that has happened, hope will arise, your perspective will change, and you will begin to move forward. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Help me to walk in the fullness of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of Changing Perspectives. I will see you soon again. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.